It is proving very hard to look at anything else these days since the US started imposing tariffs against the world, literally, because everyone that exports to the US has now to face the 10% duties, which are within this 90-day pause that the US president announced. And of course, we all understand that after these 90 days, the countries that do not succeed into striking whatever deals that they are negotiating with the US, they will go back to facing the duties or tariffs that were announced before that. And I think in this time of trade policy dominating everything, it's quite hard to focus on anything else outside of that. But we do need to realize that there are other things that were in place before these tariffs were announced, and the world is continuing, so we must engage on as many topics as possible, which is why this week I thought it's important that we reflect on the G20, because South Africa is the chair of the G20, and there are various work streams that are now underway, looking at many things that will be discussed as part and parcel of the G20 engagements that will happen in South Africa later this year. And some of the various working groups are continuing throughout the year. And in November, that's where all of the leaders of the G20 countries will be in South Africa. And of course, it's about 19 member countries. The EU and the AU are also members of that. G20 is important. Almost roughly 85% of the global GDP is those members of the G20. And in terms of trade, I would say about 75% of global trade is amongst the members of the G20. So this is an important grouping. But I don't want to talk about those aspects. I want to focus on the agricultural aspect of the G20, because under South Africa, there's a certain number of priorities that have been set out related to agriculture. The first one is that there needs to be a promotion of policies and investments that can lead to improved food and nutritious security. That's another priority. That's the first priority that South Africa has put out. The second priority is empowering youth and women to participate in agri-food system. Third, fostering innovation and transfer of useful technology in agricultural industries. And lastly, to building climate resilience in sustainable food production. So those are the official broad agricultural principles or priorities that South Africa has put forward during this time. But we know that the work of the G20 happens a lot in between now and November, and a lot is being done under various task forces that South Africa has set out. And it is there where I want to comment, because I think that agriculture, it's important that it's receiving a spotlight, especially for the African continent, because we are a continent that has been struggling with food insecurity for a long time. And we know that agriculture is super important in resolving poverty and food insecurity aspect. I mean, the literature is clear here, because it says that agricultural growth is generally 2 or 3 times more effective at reducing poverty than an equivalent amount of growth generated in other industries, for example, the car manufacturers or mining. Therefore, focusing on agriculture is something that is important in ensuring that we address the long-standing problems of poverty in the African continent. We also know that there are positive spin-offs on agricultural productivity that I think gets to be more impactful in a poorest communities in or poorest individual in society than when you compare with what happens in the other sectors of the economy. Then what am I saying here? I think then, if that's the case and that's the broad understanding of what South Africa is focusing on, I think in the task forces that are on food security, there perhaps maybe has to be about 4 aspects that we could focus on as a country. This is now as an addition to what I've already read out as South Africa's official viewpoints that are there. My thinking is that the first aspect that South Africa should add under the Food Security Task Force is that we should call for knowledge sharing on climate smart agricultural practices. Now, there are a number of innovative ways that many countries have come up with that I think could benefit the African continent on minimizing the damage that is typically caused by the natural disasters, droughts, heat waves, and everything else. And I think many of the G20 countries, I'm thinking here the likes of Australia, the likes of the EU, have come up with better methods of farming, response measures. And I think all of these climate adaptability, climate smart agricultural practices that are happening in other G20 member states, they should be shared with the African continent. So South Africa should perhaps maybe have something that is focused on that particular aspect of this. And I think if you come up with that theme, it wouldn't be too far from what South Africa is already set up. I mean, when we talk about promotion of policies and investments that lead to improved food and nutrition security, that encompasses already some of the aspect that could be focusing on the climate smart agriculture. And I think this then would lead the outcome of it, because, of course, within the G20, what will come up out of it is the ideas, and that can influence policies of various governments. And I think the key takeaway here will be the policies of how the African countries can perhaps maybe respond from some of these disasters, but also any programs that can be learned from various countries, and thinking, of course, about the investments and the funding that may be necessary on this. But I think climate smart agriculture and adaptability methods should be something that we should be focusing on, especially as a continent that has been very exposed in some of these disasters. The second theme on the Food Security Task Force that I would suggest would be that South Africa try to focus on what I would call improving food security in Africa through trade. I know that now we are in an environment where the US is putting tariffs, many countries are looking inwards, the trade environment is quite polarized. But I do think that in agriculture within the G20, there must be a focus on trade, because trade can be an instrument to actually improve food security. Because if you look at all the countries that are food secure, they don't all produce effectively in agriculture. Others have more dominance in other sectors of the economy, and then those income gets to be used to importing food and doing all kinds of things. But I think trade would enable food security. And the South Africa should lift this as one of the themes that must be discussed. And yes, when we talk about trade, the African continent is not the one of the continents that could benefit immediately, because we don't have the volumes of production. I mean, we sit as a continent that still import roughly about $80 billion worth of agricultural products. And when you look at the sub-Saharan Africa region, I think we import about $40 billion of agricultural products. So we still have a lot in terms of improving our agricultural productivity. But I think once it's improved, we will be one of those continents that can actually export to the world. But while that is happening, I do think that the issue of trade, not only just for Africa, but Asia and the other regions, is something that I think we need to lift. The core point I think that South Africa should say around trade is the need for lower tariffs, lower import tariffs, not what we are seeing happening in America at the moment, as well as resolving any of the non-tariff barriers, either phytosanitary barriers and all of those things that some countries tend to place as to reduce trade. And I think we need to raise this in this environment of confrontation on trade. And South Africa should lift this and position as improving food security in Africa or in the world through trade. The third theme that I think South Africa could lift in here, and this is perhaps maybe for the benefit of the broader African continent and sub-Saharan Africa, is the aspect of fertilizer. To say, look, we must ensure that these continuous trade in fertilizer, we deal with the manufacturing of it in certain areas in Africa. Because if you think about the low agricultural productivity challenges of Africa, amongst other aspects, it is also the lower use of fertilizer. Take, for example, the world average in South America or the US and everywhere, you realize that they use roughly about 120 kilograms of fertilizer per hectare. Those that are high agricultural producers in Africa, like South Africa, we use about 90 kilograms of fertilizer per hectare.
The second productive country in sub-Saharan Africa region in terms of agriculture is Zambia. They use about 50 kilograms per hectare. Now, take South Africa and Zambia out, and you look at all other countries, you will realize that they use roughly about 19 kilograms per hectare, 19 kilograms per hectare. So that speaks to that low agricultural productivity that we see in the African continent, that fertilizer is one of the problems that is there. So we need to figure out a way of saying, how do we improve the fertilizer trade and the fertilizer usage for the benefit of the African farmers? And that could be the third point that South Africa should lift in those discussions that we will have in the WTO. And I understand that it wouldn't be the first time that South Africa lifts a point like that. A few years ago, this was one of the points that South Africa had championed on these aspects. And I think it must come up again at this point. Now, the last point that I would say South Africa must lift again here is a way of saying, how do we host incubators that are for knowledge and technology sharing, so that we within agriculture we showcase what is the EU doing, we showcase technologies that are in China for the benefit of the agricultural sector, but also for the benefit of the new entrants in the sector. This would involve more mechanical technologies, IT related aspect, but also things that are within primary agriculture and the value chain. And I think technology in its comprehensiveness is something that we need to be focusing on here. And I think then on those task forces, this is what South Africa should be bringing on the table, because ultimately the core problem that we'll be tackling is food insecurity or poverty in Africa. And then I think if these four points that I've just read out now, we can have them as part of the food security task force that South Africa focuses on, we can get very far. We know that most countries in the G20 have advanced agricultural sector, are food secure, but we are in Africa now, then I think that bringing all of that learning, either from Australia, from the EU, from Canada, from the US and many others, is something that I think would be valuable for the African continent. And again, these are some of the suggestions that I am putting in place. We are well aware that for South Africa, the priorities, official ones that have been set out, that the Department of Agriculture and the others are working on, is this promotion of policies and investments that lead to improve food security, empowering or enriching of youth and women to participate in food system, fostering innovation and tech and useful technologies, which links to my last point, as well as climate resilience. But I think we can unpack those in a form that I've just alluded to now. And with that, folks, I thought I should just focus on those agriculture and the G20 aspects, just to take a little bit of a break from the trade and the tariff issues that are happening in the US. Not that we are not worried about those. We are very worried about that and the impact that they would have on South African agriculture, especially some of the commodities that are coming now into the export space, like citrus. This week, for example, we started loading on the first shipment of citrus that will go to the US. But of course, this 90-day window may offer a little bit of a breather to South Africa. But we need to work very faster for a sustainable and a long-term measure in that US market. So trade remains ever more important, and we will revisit that topic again soon. But I thought it's important to put a spotlight on some of these G20 aspects. And with that, folks, let me stop there. And yes, as always, you can follow me on socials at Wandile Sihlobo, or follow our publisher on social, that's The Financial Mail, or Mkokeli Podcast. And thanks again to the folks that assist in putting this monologue or podcast together. That's Richard Humphrey, Sam Kokeli, Nelisiwe Chabalala, and Amanda Murimba. Thank you so very much for listening.